that need help, that need a therapist, need to talk to somebody. But it's every Friday from 10 to 12. The therapists are available. The whole team actually is on ground to attend to people that need help. So it's going to be running the whole of September. So we're giving back even what we have also received. Like she mentioned earlier on, we receive a lot of cases. We do different issues actually at the rehab center as well. So we want to give back and also spread the awareness countrywide.
Well, Sam, we appreciate what you're doing. This is very important, and we do hope we join one of the sessions so we can experience what's going on, and we can actually tell the people listening what's really happening.
Okay.
It's been nice having you on the Safe Check. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. For those that have just come through, I've been talking to Cynthia Wumba, mental health psychiatrist, and Barbara Chilengi, who's a therapist, and they come from Great North Academy, obviously, to let us know on everything that's happening concerning this month, where we are actually trying to tell you all about suicide awareness, and obviously it's a global thing happening right now. I do hope you take this seriously and do help somebody out there who's in need. Otherwise, the Zed Shakedown continues after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition leader Nelson Mfwani calls for regime change next year. Operation Young Vote Executive Director Geoff Nyerenda castigates Speaker Nelly Muti for insinuating that traditional leaders won Bill 7 back. In international news, African leaders eye power imports from Ethiopia. And in fourth news, Chirundu United and Simoko off to Estonia for trials.
And FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilanja Malinga. Operation Young Vote, OYV Executive Director Geoff Nyerenda, has castigated Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti for insinuating that traditional leaders across the country want Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 back in Parliament. Mr. Nyerenda has emphasized that the Speaker has no jurisdiction to go around the country meeting traditional leaders over any Constitutional Amendment Bill, adding that her insinuation about traditional leaders wanting Bill 7 back is a serious breach of her role. Speaking when he featured on Parafem Political Podcast this morning, Mr. Nyerenda further condemned Madam Muti's style of handling matters in the National Assembly, alleging that she sides with the executive. Mr. Nyerenda has since advised the Speaker to resign if she wants to continue leaning on the executive arm of government. In the meantime, Mr. Nyerenda advised that Bill 7 was rejected and was toxic than Constitutional Amendment Number Bill 10, hence underscoring the need to be rejected in totality.
It must be extremely clear and put visibly,
yeah,
that Madam Speaker has no jurisdiction whatsoever in wanting Bill 7 to get to Parliament. Even if she had her own interest herself,
yes,
to want to get Bill 7 to that place, she has no jurisdiction. She only has jurisdiction once the bill is tabled before that house. So for her to insinuate that members of the public, the chiefs, and any other individual wants this bill tabled before Parliament. I think it's laughable, and you see, she's one of the best lawyers that this country has. But we don't really understand what has happened to her when she has become Speaker of the National Assembly. Because even the way she presides over matters in the National Assembly, it is very clear. If you can distinguish that she's leaning on the executive side at all times.
And commenting on political landscape, Mr. Nyirenda said the country is politically in a mess, citing political intervention in pursuit of the former ruling party and its leadership. He advised that the ruling party for national development, UPND government, should have persecuted the corrupt element in the former ruling party as opposed to pushing it into oblivion.
But I think generally, politically, I think we are in a mess. And I'll explain how we are in a mess in this country, politically. Number one, the opposition Patriotic Front. Now, this is not to support the Patriotic Front, but the Patriotic Front is important if the Patriotic Front survived and lived. Those who have committed crimes, let them be prosecuted, let them go in.
Yeah.
But the party must live. The party must live beyond those who have committed crimes.
In another development, opposition All People's Congress APC leader Nathan Musoni says Zambians have been left without any option but change of government next year, emphasizing that there is urgent need for regime change when the country heads to the polls in 2026. The opposition leader therefore is urging Zambians to take the 2026 general election as an opportunity to redirect the country's political and economic trajectory for the better. Mr. Msoni says many citizens are struggling with basic needs such as access to health care, electricity and affordable living conditions. The situation, he has advised, requires change of government. The opposition leader noted that prolonged load shedding has left households and businesses suffering, while the continued export of essential commodities has deprived Zambians of affordable supplies. He argued that the current political direction is not benefiting ordinary people, stressing that poverty levels remain high despite the country's potential.
First, I think we have no alternative as a people, that we have to change the current political trajectory. We need a new direction. There is no alternative option to regime change. We have no other viable political option on our hands than to change regime in 2026. And I think we have made a good case for change of regime in 2026. Now, the overwhelming majority of our citizens are going, for most part, without water, food and electricity. Our hospitals have no medicines, thereby consigning our citizens to premature death. And what exactly is the 3 hours of electricity supply supposed to do for our people? In some cases, our people are completely left with no supply.
In another development, the Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, has welcomed the decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Gilbert Peary, to file a notice of appeal against the conviction and sentencing of former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji and former Secretary to Treasury Fred Sonyamba. The move comes barely a week after CPRA publicly urged the DPP to pursue an appeal in the matter, a call the organization says was made in the interest of the justice and accountability. In addition, the DPP has also expressed his intention to challenge Malanji's acquittal in a case relating to the acquisition of the Royal Gibson Hotel, which authorities suspect to be proceeds of crime. CPRA described this decision as equally commendable. The organization has further called on the judiciary to handle the appeal with fairness and diligence, stressing the importance of ensuring that justice is not only done, but seen to be done.